Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to take an Amen-style shuffle that starts in session view and turn it into a proper arrangement view DNB section in Ableton Live 12, with the mix balance locked in as we go. This is one of those skills that sounds simple on paper, but it's a huge separator in drum and bass. A loop can feel amazing on its own, but if the Amen is too loud, it fights the bass. If it's too quiet, the groove disappears. And if it never changes, the track starts to feel like a sketch instead of a record. So the goal here is not just to make the break hit hard, it's to make it sit right, evolve naturally, and keep its energy as the arrangement develops. We're aiming for that classic DNB balance. The Amen carries the movement, the sub holds the floor, the mid-bass adds attitude, and the whole thing stays clear enough to work in mono and loud enough to move air in a club. That's the mission. Let's start in session view. First, set your project tempo to your target speed, something around 172 to 176 BPM if you're going for that jungle, roller, or darker DNB lane. Then build a simple track layout with clear rolls. Keep your Amen break on its own audio track. Add a separate track for kick or snare reinforcement if you need it. Then create a sub track, a mid bass or reese track, an atmosphere track, and an FX track for risers, impacts, reverse sweeps, and transition noise. The big idea here is separation. Don't cram everything into one drum rack too early. Put the Amen on its own track, so you can control gain staging and warping properly. For this kind of break, try beats mode first if the transients feel good, because it can keep the punch and the micro swing intact. Use Complex Pro only if the sample really needs it, and keep the clip gain conservative. If the break is already smashing the channel before you even process it, you're making the mix harder before you've begun. Now, let's clean up the Amen. Before we arrange anything, make the break mix ready. Duplicate the clip so you have two versions, one full energy version, and one stripped or slightly lighter version for breakdowns or lower energy scenes. That gives you instant contrast later. On the Amen track, a very solid starting chain is EQ8, drum bus, a compressor or glue compressor, and then utility. Start with EQ8. Gently high pass around 30 to 40 Hz to clear out sub-rumble that doesn't belong in the break. If the break feels muddy, dip somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz by a couple of dB. If the snare needs more presence, a subtle lift around 2 to 5 kHz can help, but don't get greedy. You want clarity, not harshness. Then add drum bus. Keep the drive moderate, maybe 5 to 15% to start. Bring the transients up a little if the break needs more snap. If the top end gets splashy, ease off. The goal is to make the loop more coherent, not to flatten it into a brick. If you want more glue, use glue compressor with a slower attack, something around 10 to 30 milliseconds, and a release that breathes naturally. Keep the ratio gentle, 2 to 1 or 4 to 1, and aim for just a little gain reduction. We're talking 1 to 3 dB, not smashing the life out of the break. The Amen should still feel like a living performance. Now comes the part that really matters in DNB. Balancing the bass around the break, not on top of it. Your low end should have a hierarchy. The sub is clean and stable. The mid bass gives movement and color. The Amen mostly lives in the mids and transients. If everybody tries to own the low end at the same time, the mix turns to fog. On the sub track, keep it mono. Use a clean sine or near sine source, like operator or simple sampled sub. If the sound has unnecessary highs or low mids, trim them away. The sub should be boring in the best possible way. Stable, centered, and easy to trust. On the mid-bass track, that's where you can get more animated. Use a reese, a growl, a restrained neuro texture, or a distorted bass phrase. Add saturator or roar lightly if you need harmonics, and then carve space with EQ8. Usually, you'll want to keep the true bottom end out of the mid-bass if the sub is handling that job. Narrow the width if the low mids are getting messy. A wide bass is cool, but a wide low end is often a problem. A really useful habit is to set the balance in this order. Break and drums first, then sub, then bass. Get the groove feeling right with the Amen alone. Bring in the sub until the floor feels solid. Then add the bass until the track gains attitude without masking the drums. That sequence matters, because in DNB the break already takes up a ton of rhythmic space. If your bass line is too busy, too wide, or too transient heavy, it starts fighting the break instead of answering it. The best bass lines in this style often feel like they're locked to the drums, but never smothering them. Now let's shape the drum groove itself. If the Amen needs more modern punch, You can layer it. Duplicate the break to a second track and process one version for body and the other for detail, or just add a tight snare layer under the main snare hit. Keep the layer low. The original break should still sound like the source. You're reinforcing the groove, not replacing it. This is also where ghost notes help a lot. If the break feels too dense, lower the gain on a few selected hits or use clip envelopes to soften them. Ghosted hats and lighter snare taps can create forward motion without overcrowding the mix. That's especially effective in rollers and darker jungle, where the energy has to keep moving even when the arrangement is relatively sparse. And a quick teacher tip here, watch the snare to bass relationship. If your bass phrase lands right on top of the snare, the section can get heavy in a bad way. Sometimes the fix is not EQ. Sometimes it's just nudging the notes a few ticks earlier or later, or shortening the note length. That tiny timing decision can open the whole groove up. Okay, now we build the arrangement energy inside session view. Think in scenes, not just loops. Each scene should represent a different energy state in the track. For example, one scene could be a stripped intro with filtered drums and atmosphere. The next could be the first full drop, where the amen and sub lock in. Another could be a variation with a more active bass phrase. Then maybe a switch up scene, where the break gets chopped harder or the bass pulls back. Then a breakdown scene, and then a stronger second drop. This is where Ableton Session View is powerful, because you can audition the track like a live performance before committing it to arrangement view. Build a few amen variations, full, filtered, and maybe one with a fill at the end of the bar or every 8 bars. Do the same with your bass, one sparse version, one more animated response phrase, maybe a little call and response pattern. Add atmosphere clips, reverse hits, impacts, and tension effects so your scene changes feel intentional. Use clip envelopes too. A little filter movement on the amen during the intro can make the eventual drop feel much bigger. A slow low-pass opening on the bass can create tension without needing a giant riser. A short reverb throw on a snare at the end of a phrase can make the transition feel musical instead of pasted on. If you want a simple arrangement shape, think something like this. A 16-bar intro, then a 32-bar first drop, then an 8-bar switch up, then another drop section, then a DJ-friendly outro. That's a very workable DNB structure, and it gives the amen room to evolve instead of looping endlessly with no arc. Once the scenes feel musical, it's time to move into arrangement view. Arm arrangement recording and perform your scene launches in time. Don't overthink it on the first pass. Capture the broad structure first. Let the arrangement happen as a performance, because that usually keeps the energy more natural than manually drawing everything from scratch. After you've recorded the pass, go back and refine it. Trim clips so transitions land on clean 8, 16, or 32 bar phrases. Check that the first drop has enough tension before it lands. Add a small fill or a break variation right before section changes. That tiny last bar detail can make the whole thing feel more intentional. Now think of arrangement view as a mix performance pass, not just a place to edit clips. Listen for where the groove gets crowded. Sometimes the fix is a small level dip on the amen. Sometimes it's a filter move on the bass. Sometimes it's reducing the break by 1 or 2 dB in the loudest section so the bass can hit harder without the whole mix feeling overloaded. That's a really important DNB lesson. Louder is not always bigger. Often, a slight subtraction in the busiest moment makes the drop feel more powerful because the low mid clutter clears out. Now let's polish the mix. Use utility on your monitor chain or master to check mono. Collapse the mix and listen carefully. Does the bass still hold? Does the snare stay solid in the center? If the bass disappears, your stereo information is probably too wide in the wrong place. Keep the sub mono, and keep width mostly for higher harmonics and atmospheric layers. Also check your gain staging. Don't chase final loudness too early. Leave headroom. You want space for mastering later, and you want the mix to breathe while you're still arranging. For contrast, automate section changes. In the intro, high pass the atmospheres a little. During the pre-drop, open the bass filter. On certain snare hits, send a touch of reverb for a throw. In the second drop, you can add a little more saturation or distortion if you want the energy to climb. And in the outro, strip away the low mids so the track stays DJ-friendly and easy to mix out of. A good mental model here is this. The darkness and power in DNB come from contrast, not from constant maximum loudness. A slightly thinner pre-drop makes the drop return feel huge. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't let the MN carry too much low end. High pass it gently and let the sub do its job. Don't make the bass too wide in the low end. Mono the sub, and keep width under control. Don't mix the break solo and think it's done. Always balance it against the bass and kick in context. Don't overcompress the groove. If the break loses its swing, you've gone too far. And don't forget mono compatibility. This is a huge one in drum and bass. Here's a quick pro move. Split the amen into body and detail. Duplicate it. High pass the copy and use the top end texture layer quietly onto the main break. That can add definition without making the groove feel heavy. Another good move is parallel aggression. Send the break to a return track with heavy compression and distortion, then blend it in very quietly. You get density without flattening the original feel. If you want even more movement, automate the tone of the break, not just the volume. A slight cutoff change or a transient shift can make the same loop feel like a new section. That's especially useful in longer arrangements where you don't want the amen to become too repetitive. So, to wrap it up, the workflow is simple but powerful.